The new Harry Potter play had its first preview today in London. The official premiere is next month. The play follows Harry and his friends as grown-ups, 19 years after the events of the last book. And it's already a sold-out hit. But there's controversy, too, over the casting of a black actress as Hermione Granger. Some fans have objected strongly. Author J.K. Rowling has replied by calling these critics racists. I asked Akua Jamfi to chime in. She's the founder of Britain's only database of black British talent in the arts.
First of all, I understand and I respect people being protective of their favourite characters. The Harry Potter series has been something that a lot of us have grown up with, the films and the books, so I understand. But for me, this is a different imagining of the story. They're older. It's on stage. It's a whole new tale. It's something that we don't know. None of us even know how this story is going to play out. So it'd be different if it was the films, then next, you know, Harry Potter 6 or 7, and then all of a sudden Hermione's a black girl. So they need to chill out a bit.
Do you think J.K. Rowling was right to go so far as to say that her fans are being racist here?
If they're being racist, they're being racist. Some nasty things have been said. So I'm sure she wasn't labelling all her fans racist, but calling out the trolls that are saying baseless comments and rude and basically racist comments, she's got every right. And I think J.K.'s been really brilliant at stamping down on people that have unnecessary things to say. And it's about separating who are actually true fans who are a bit upset from the trolls who are just saying anything just because they read a headline and go with it. Probably a lot of the ones that are making all the noise aren't the ones who are actually going to spend money, buy a ticket and actually go to the theatre. As you said, they've sold out, broken box office records without even knowing what's going to happen. So that's an amazing feat. And obviously, Noma hasn't turned people off, along with Cheryl Skeet and then the massive diverse cast. It's amazing.
You're founder of the British Blacklist, which really keeps track and focuses on diversity in the arts, in British arts. Are you surprised that this has come up, this issue has come up yet again?
No, I'm not surprised at all. We have these bursts of energy around these things that, you know, pop up. It's headline news, it's Harry Potter, as I've said. Everyone loves it. It's a popular story. All this talk and discussion and debate and anger and, you know, fighting to get people equal opportunities in a place where equal opportunities shouldn't be a problem. Creativity, this is people's minds, imaginations. There should be no limitations. But unfortunately, there is. It's important this conversation keeps happening. What I find with running the British Blacklist, there's so much talent going on in this industry and there's so much British black talent, speaking from what we represent, that are doing great things. Noma getting this opportunity, this colourblind casting, is a great testament to her talent, great testament to people embracing new ideas and new thoughts and just not being restricted by boundaries and limitations. It's a great thing. The conversation needs to happen, but things need to change where it becomes less of a hoo-ha every time something different occurs and every time a black person is cast in a role that people are a bit surprised about or think shouldn't be. It needs to become a more muted conversation where people don't blink an eye when these things happen.
Why did you create the British Blacklist?
Well, about 3.5 years ago, I realised that in researching black entertainment, I couldn't find a concise hub where I could just click and find out what film was on, what play was on, you know, a documentation or an archive of things that were going on in the black industry. Building up the research and digging through all the stuff that I could find, I realised that British black arts was very under-celebrated. I could find more about African-American stuff than British black. So then that's where I started to build this idea around documenting every single person in the arts in Britain, which is a massive feat. And then also being a place where they can get championed and they can, you know, when we have big blockbuster films, pre-Idris Elba, I should say, you wouldn't necessarily get the black actor that's in a film recognised. They wouldn't get an interview in the broadsheets. They wouldn't get maybe a spot on TV or news or something like that. So I thought, create the British Blacklist where we can speak to those British black talents that don't often get recognition, the creatives, the actors, you know, all the people, you know, front and behind the camera and on stage and stuff like that. And that's just what it was. It was just an evolution of an idea that I thought, instead of complaining about stuff not happening, how about I go out and do something and fix that problem?
Now, Akua, final question. I know you have a teenage daughter. Is she really excited about the Harry Potter play?
She's really excited. I can't wait to take her. She's grabbing my arm. Mum, when are we going to get tickets? When are we going to get tickets? So I'm hoping to get her down there as soon as possible.
Did you manage to get one of those tickets before they sold out?
Nope. So we're going to wait and see. Hopefully I'll be on the waiting list.
Akua Jamfi is the founder of the British Blacklist, which is the UK's only database of black British talent in the arts. Thanks a lot, Akua.
Thank you very much.